You're listening to the AI Ireland podcast. My name is Mark Kelly, the founder of AI Ireland. If you're new to the podcast, AI Ireland's mission is to accelerate the use of AI for the benefit of our society, our competitiveness, and everyone living in Ireland. To achieve this, we run projects of national interest, most notably the AI Awards. As a member of AI Ireland, we make available in-depth case studies of AI being applied in Ireland and access to our private member areas where you'll find exclusive interviews and webinars. To find out additional information on how to become a member, please head over to AIIreland/memberships. Quick one, before this episode starts, about 75% of people who listen to this podcast on audio platforms, Spotify and Apple, haven't yet hit that follow button. If I can ask a favor to you, if you've ever enjoyed this podcast, please can I ask that you hit that follow up button on that app. It helps the show more than I can ever say. The bigger the show gets, the better the guests get. Thank you and enjoy this conversation. Hi everybody, my name is Mark Kelly. I'm the founder of AI Ireland and today I am chatting with Mark Horgan. Mark is the founder of Skillbase. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me on the call.
So Mark, tell us a little bit of Skillbase and your role in it. You're a founder, so you're a busy man.
Yeah, no, it's busy nonstop at the moment and event season. So we're traveling quite a bit over and back to the UK to see customers. But essentially, I'm a computer science graduate from UCC. My history is app development the whole way through college, self-taught myself, went into freelancing, then joined a company called DeckScreen where we started developing the solutions out further. And now it's actually a spin-off business from that technology entirely. So now I'm leading a team of six people now, looking to double that team in the next year. With the amount of customers we're onboarding. It's positive times at the moment for everything we're doing.
Fantastic. Nothing better than learning yourself, right? Because it's a good skill to have for the rest of your life.
Every day is a learning experience. I never not learning something on the day and learning more about how the internals of large enterprise works now more than ever.
Yeah, it can be long billing cycles when you work with large enterprises, but they scale. So it can be definitely a win-win.
Yeah, it can be very difficult. The billing cycles are extremely long and drawn out, as we're seeing. But yeah, they're very open to trials and paid trials. That is, I never would do no more free trials. And it's a learning experience. So you get burned by large enterprises very quickly. But we're learning to, it's a learning curve.
It definitely can be a learning curve. And I think, you know, it's just kind of going into and just understanding how larger enterprises work in a different way than smaller companies too.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Skillbase, the app, and you know how are you using technology as enablers for success?
So how it started was the company DeckScreen. It's a manufacturing and design company with a focus on telecoms products, and it provides products globally: Australia, US, Ireland, UK. And a big problem they had was getting engineers to fit the products correctly. We started off with delivering a PDF out to an engineer, printing it off, including in a box. Some engineers might read it, engage with it, their fault rates in a product may drop. That didn't really work to the level we wanted. So we started doing videos, delivering those to engineers. They did it. It improved marginally, didn't really have the effects we wanted. There were still product faults and product complaints. We then started moving to a bespoke mobile app delivery. And that's where my expertise came in, was how do you deliver an app that an engineer will want to passively access, because ultimately they're not going to want to open an app if it doesn't help their job. It's just a video they want to watch. So we created the app to monitor, have engineers open the content and even ping them, push notification, tell them that new content is available. That certainly did improve the default rate and the engagement rate with engineers with the training content, but it didn't have the impact we wanted. But then we won an enterprise contract with BT Openreach. This is a telecoms carrier in the UK, and that would be one of the major suppliers, or definitely would be supplying a major supplier to Openreach the products. So we knew there was a huge scale to grow in there. So we doubled down. That's when we spin off business to actually provide technology to Openreach. And we were engaged for, this was a contract for delivering an app-based training courses for non-DeckScreen products. That's where we were fully spit off as a separate entity. And we did the bite-sized learning and blended learning solutions through a mobile app. It did increase the engagement. And we had learnings from that trial then, because they were doing a remote theory and a remote practical session. So the engineers didn't have to go into the training classroom to do the practical. And they'd be submitting photos for peer review by managers. But ultimately, some managers were not knowledgeable on the solutions and couldn't immediately approve competency. So there was a lag of about 3 to 5 weeks actually between the time the engineer submits their photo before they get their qualification, that needed to be a lot faster. And also we did start to see a lot of common faults as well in the product. So AI was seen to be the practical solution to reducing the time frame from the 3 to 5 weeks to more or less 3 to 5 seconds. And that's where we actually got that gap down to.
So how did you go and do that? Because I'm guessing there were some challenges along the way before you'd be able to access that.
Yes. The challenges we found mainly were with the stakeholders, getting every stakeholder onto an agreement. And there were stages like with a company like OpenReach, they're a huge enterprise. It is hard to get all stakeholders in agreement and tell them this is the solution we want to deploy. So it was a case of finding the early adopters, finding the individuals who may champion this project. Like there were stages where we were chairing calls and introducing teams within the same company to each other. It was at that stage, we knew that it was a different target. Like they have huge fiber rollout targets across the UK, across all telecoms operators. So there's huge Ofcom delivery targets that have to be met. So build quality is being sacrificed a bit to hit the target of rolling out the connections. So what we do have is with this solution as well, the AI solution, it's kind of a win-win. It allows them to deliver the training, do the remote auditing, but also gives engineers the best chance to get the job done right the first time. So they can scan the job. It gives them then an immediate meet. Is that job done correctly? And then if it isn't, tell them how to fix it. But then for management, it gives that remote audit. It gives that remote photo catalog. It can geotag the entire network of where every box is installed. So if there is a fault rate, that can be detected as well. And it can detect the use of the geographical regional differences and variances in quality and allow them to double down and fix those regions if required. And it has been.
Geotagging, I think, would be very beneficial to have, particularly if there was a fault and you'd be able to pinpoint that and save so much time.
Yeah, no, it's huge. And every photo that gets uploaded gets attached to the job ID as well. So they already have the geotag referencing with that information. I have turned off geotagging for certain customers because we don't need their information. I'd be very hesitant to it, storing people's information, take as much or as little information as required, I'll take. But if the customer wants more, also we'll add it back into it. But yeah, having a geo map of the variances in performances is a hugely powerful tool for the end customer, definitely.
Mark, where do you see this going? You recently, I believe, you kind of done very well. It's on some award kind of competition, so they're kind of showcasing the problem that you're trying to solve. Where are you kind of looking to take this in the future?
I suppose, yeah, we were nominated for the Enterprise Solution of the Year at the Connected Britain 2022 Awards. This is the largest telecoms event in the UK industry. So we were there was major players also nominated for that award, but it was great to be nominated for it at least. We also have been nominated for Tech Startup of the Year as well with the IT at Cork and Kerry SciTech Award. So it was only yesterday. And there is a lot of awards and ambitions for this technology. And ultimately, like, no one is going to get hurt from a failed fiber box installation. But when it comes to those electrical smart meter rollout or gas meter, smart gas meter rollouts, we have solutions developed for those as well with one of the largest telecoms training providers and utilities training providers in the UK. So we're growing that separately. There also is pharma is an application of this. Essentially, anywhere where you can visually see a problem, ML and AI technology is perfect for that. And we can deploy a solution with as few as 20 photos. It won't be the most accurate, but if the solution that someone has where an operative can scan and get immediate feedback, and we find that when someone scans and gets feedback on their photo, they're automatically engaged. If they go, this is for me, this is bespoke to my solution, I'm going to look at this now and acknowledge it. That's where we see like medical devices, for instance, or assembly lines, or even like the training delivery platform that we have is perfect for clinical trials because it's all about delivering content out and engaging with a person and seeing how they actually knowledge and engage with the content. And I suppose the ML tool it can not always be needed, but having the option to use our training delivery platform first to deliver so static information, but then build on that, then that journey to onboard customers to an eventual AI ML model is a huge selling point of ours, that we can onboard someone very cheaply and then get them onboard to an AI solution very quickly, and a practical AI solution at that, one that's in their hands through a mobile app. That definitely helps us to differentiate ourselves.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned a very important point, engagement. People feel like it's bespoke to their problem. They hear and see that this person is acknowledging them. You're going to be more engaged. If you got people who are more engaged, you're going to get more users, you're going to be more adopted, and that's going to scale. And because the biggest challenge is just people just not interacting or not kind of following through.
That feedback loop, that's what we find. Like the engineers, it's very much get the jobs done as fast as we can, but we're actively getting them to feedback and engage with us. And then that loop of improvement just completely drives the training requirements of everyone. It just improves the network, improves the customer's connection. And if it results in a customer not having a disconnection from the internet first time, then it's a win. And that we have tracked those where there'd been an instant improvement on a job where it's detected a damaged fiber, and then they'd recorrect it. And so there is an ongoing development from this with that feedback loop. We've actually identified another product that we are developing at the moment to solve another problem that the AI has detected. So we've detected the problem. Our customer also is aware of the problem. They may not want to know about it yet because they have other problems they have to tackle first. But we can develop a solution. Then when they know about it, we have that solution ready, all thanks to this the AI platform.
I've been speaking to Mark Horgan. Mark is the founder of Skillbase. Mark, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Membership of AI Ireland places your organization at the center of the fastest growing technology sector in the world today. As a member, you'll have access to a diverse and highly engaged professional community, which is committed to driving artificial intelligence forward in Ireland. Membership of AI Ireland is for any organization, including data and analytics. We offer memberships to corporate, government, and SME organizations. Interested to find out more? Contact Mark at aiawards.ie.